us.
Resignations requested, health plan pitch. I'm Barbara Cusack. Dozens of U.S. attorneys were given their walking papers. Correspondent Jessica Snyder says what's unusual is the speed of the action.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions asking for the immediate resignations of 46 U.S. attorneys, although two of them have been asked to stay on directly by the president in a phone call Friday night. But for the rest, this is an immediate dismissal.
President Trump used his weekly address to stress that action is needed now to save consumers from what he describes as the coming Obamacare disaster.
House Republicans have put forward a plan that gets rid of this terrible law and replaces it with reforms that empower states and consumers.
Vice President Mike Pence hits the road today, heading for Kentucky, where he will try to reassure conservatives the GOP health plan is a good one. Some say it doesn't go far enough. The House is expected to vote on the bill in less than 2 weeks, facing resistance from critics. I'm Barbara Cusack. Opponents of South Korea's ousted leader Park Geun-hye rallied in Seoul, demanding she be arrested. Meanwhile, correspondent Will Ripley says there's speculation on what may happen should a more progressive government get voted in.
What you could potentially see happen here is less militarization, more engagement, not only with China, but also with North Korea. There are a lot of progressive politicians here who say they would like to see Seoul sit back down once again with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un.
The Dutch government has withdrawn landing permission for the Turkish foreign minister's aircraft in a dispute over campaigning. The two NATO allies are butting heads over campaigning for a Turkish referendum on constitutional reform. Organizers of Boston's St. Patrick's Day parade now say a gay veterans group is welcome to march. The original move to bar out vets caused some sponsors to back out and stirred up furor on social media. I'm Barbara Cusack.
It's 6:02 on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. Good morning. I'm James Stanley. I believe it was Donald Trump who once said, "See you in court," to a three-judge panel who struck down his initial travel ban, but now the tables seem to have turned. And that's the message from the owners of a popular D.C. wine bar to President Trump and his downtown hotel. The issue is the connection between the president and the property itself. The owners of Cork Wine Bar say government businesses used to be a big part of their bottom line, but now that Trump has moved into town as president and its namesake is cutting into their profits. Maryland's Attorney General Brian Fosch announced in a statement on Friday that Maryland plans to join the lawsuit filed by Washington State. Washington, Maryland, Minnesota, Oregon, New York, and Massachusetts all plan to file a complaint challenging the revised ban on Monday. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson said that he's asking a federal judge to find that his order last month halting the old travel ban still applies to this new one. In joining with Washington State, Fosch is using a new authority granted him by the state legislature. No officers will be charged in the fatal 2015 shooting of an armed man in Washington after a police chase. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia saying that the evidence is showing that the officers were acting in self-defense at the time of the shooting of James Covington Jr. back on November 2nd of 2015. The Transportation Security Administration says the agency confirmed the identity of Muhammad Ali's son before he boarded a plane in Washington. Muhammad Ali Jr. says he was detained and questioned at the airport Friday for the second time in just 1 month before being allowed to board the flight to Fort Lauderdale. The son of the heavyweight champion had met with lawmakers in D.C. to discuss the initial incident. Ali believes that he's being stopped because he's Muslim. The U.S. Supreme Court is expelling a workout class founded by its first female justice, Sandra Day O'Connor. The class of Washington area residents was allowed to work out at the basketball court, just one floor above where the justices hear cases. But O'Connor left the bench a decade ago, and the gym is in the part of the building that's closed to the public. The class is moving to other locations throughout the city. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Not a lot going on this early Saturday morning. Beltway Inner Loop just before Allentown. We've got all of the lanes blocked. That's an accident. That's about the only major slowdown that we have. Now for GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Sunny this afternoon, but don't let that fool you. It's still going to be cool, only 36 degrees for a high. Right now it's 28 at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's everything you need to know, Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30 and again at 6:30, it's the Chris McKay Show. Then at 7, it's the Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. Check out Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 8, The Wise Investor at 9,
Trading Up at 10, Financial Safari at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon, The Underwriter's Corner at 1, The Del Walmsley Show at 2, The Retirement Key at 3, and Sunday night at 7, it's Real Estate Today on WMAL.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
I'm Rocky Mosel with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Stuck in a timeshare? Get out at timeshareexitteam.com.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit FinancialEngines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer. So when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
6:08. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf behind the console. Jane Houghton producing for us this morning. Probably the biggest news of the morning is that Donald Trump has tweeted in the last 15 hours. We just checked the POTUS site and the real Donald. Well, you know, Saturday, that late Friday night stuff has really created havoc on a lot of Washington weekends recently for people that are in this. Anywhere related to this business, whether you're in the administration or in the media. He's had some very active weekends, especially last Saturday with the tweets that he put out. But anyway, quiet at the White House on the Twitter feeds this morning. However, the president has been speaking out, and it is the big push on health care, as you know. And the president pushing the embattled House GOP health care plan. Mike Pence will be out on the road today. He's set to rally support in Kentucky for the health care initiative. And the president has been a little bit quiet this week. You'll notice he hasn't done too much in terms of talking to the media. Very quiet since last weekend. But he did release the weekly presidential address. It used to be known as the weekly radio address. Then President Obama also included YouTube in the weekly address from Donald Trump, The focus is healthcare.
Americans were promised that Obamacare would increase competition and provide them with more choices. Instead, the number of plans to choose from has plummeted, and I mean plummeted.
All right, so what have we done about it? Here's his explanation on the Republican plan.
House Republicans have put forward a plan that gets rid of this terrible law and replaces it with reforms that empower states and consumers. You will have the choice and the freedom to make the decisions that are right for your family.
Of course, Tom Price is now the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and Donald Trump has given him the mandate.
I have directed Dr. Tom Price, our Secretary of Health and Human Services, to use his authority to reduce regulations that are driving up costs of care.
Now, we all saw the Women's Day activities this week, and we're going to talk with Mercedes Schlapp about that later on this morning. But in the weekly radio address, the president addressed women.
We are a greater, stronger, and more just nation today because of women like Clara Barton, Susan B. Anthony, Harriet Tubman, and so many others. We honor them, and we recommit ourselves to a better future for every woman in America today.
That's the president in his weekly radio address. You'll notice he didn't mention Nancy Pelosi in there. Wow. She kicked it up yesterday. We'll talk with John Gizzi, who actually spoke with her yesterday. And among the things, she said there will be no Democrats getting behind the health care legislation, the Republican changes to health care. No Democrats are going to get behind that, according to Nancy Pelosi, of course, the House Minority Leader. Now, you may have seen that the jobs numbers came out, okay? Strong U.S. job growth, raising wages, setting stage for a federal rate hike. So the good news is the economy's coming back strong. We've seen the stock market. We've seen the jobs numbers for this past February. But now they're going to raise the interest rates. So that always has a little bit of a ding on the economy when they do that. We'll see how big of a ding it's going to be, if at all, this time around. But just when we thought everything was just rocking and rolling, nope, they're probably going to be raising the interest rates, as Fed Chair Janet Yellen has indicated earlier in the year. They were talking about doing it sometime in the next week because they have a policy meeting coming up March 14 and 15. So look for that rate hike may come pretty quickly on us. Now, with those job numbers, you'll see that we're doing pretty well. Well, you may remember about a week or so ago the comments of Nancy Pelosi. Now, to set this up, you know that Donald Trump has met with how many corporate leaders since prior to the inauguration? How many business leaders has he talked to encourage them to invest in America, to hire more people? How many meetings has he done? I can't count them. He's met with union leaders. And here's what Nancy Pelosi had to say about it all.
Tomorrow, 40 days after his inauguration, President Trump and the Republican Congress will have not lifted a finger to create jobs or raise wages for hardworking American families.
Nope. Donald Trump, Congress, nobody's lifted a finger. Not at all. Well, maybe we should all lift a finger for Nancy Pelosi. I don't know, but I can tell you that she's wrong on that one. She was on a roll. Again, John Gizzi talked to her about some of the comments, and she made comments about immigration yesterday. She made comments about the health care legislation. So we're going to talk with John Gizzi about that later on in the program. But right now, it's time for a quick check of the traffic and weather.
We have a couple of problems this morning on the Beltway. The first on the inner loop. This is just before Allentown Joint Base Andrews. It's exit 9. All of those lanes still blocked from that crash that happened just before 4 o'clock this morning. About 4:20, we had an accident to start on the Beltway outer loop just before Braddock. That's still got a right lane taken out. All of the other lanes are back opened again. They're about ready to wrap that up, it looks like. And if you're traveling through Maryland using the 50 Chesapeake Bay Bridge, watch out. There is wind warnings in effect. If you're in a high-profile vehicle, you're going to feel it swaying. And if you're in a small vehicle, you're probably going to get thrown around a little bit. Be sure and hold on tight to the steering wheel this morning. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Partly cloudy today, high only of 36, and we're looking for some wind gusts this afternoon. For tonight, cold again, down to 22. For Sunday, partly cloudy with the highs only up to 41. Cold again Sunday night, down to 23. Monday, partly cloudy, high of 43. 25 outside in D.C., but we've got some wind gusts out there making it feel like 15, and it is nasty out there. It is 6:16 now on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And we mentioned we'll be talking with John Gizzi, the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com, talking with Mercedes Schlapp later on this morning about President Trump's first 50 days in office. He's halfway through the first 100. How's he doing? Well, we'll check with Mercedes on that one, and also talking to Mercedes about the Women's March this past week and Women's Marches coming up. What does it mean? We're going to talk also with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Of course, the big WikiLeaks revelations this week, North Korea firing off missiles. What's it all mean on the national security front? Cheryl Atkinson joining us, and we'll be talking about some of the sanctuary cities funding. That's front and center in the headlines. Jennifer Harper joins us as well, and she'll give us a read on how some of these things are playing out in the polls across the country, how the American people are feeling about things. So coming up with Jennifer Harper very shortly here on the Saturday morning update. One of the things we're going to talk with John Gizzi about is Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State. Now, he has said he's not going to take reporters on the plane for the time being, and he hasn't held any news conferences. The media is up in arms about it. I mean, the headlines yesterday, they were all furious in the media about Rex Tillerson. There may be a fairly reasonable explanation for all of this. We'll get it from John Gizzi coming up at 7. How's that for a tease? Was that a tease? I mean, Jeff's over there going, huh, wonder what's going on. It's not going to be until 7 o'clock. Sorry about that, Jeff. But it's an interesting reasoning behind it that nobody in the media wants to understand, or the portion of the media that's fussing and moaning. But we'll explain it with John Gizzi coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, with the volume of the news and the pace at which this volume of news is coming out these days, something happens and, gosh, half an hour later it's forgotten. You may not even hear about it because it's been overshadowed by the next story that came out the next hour, okay, in spite of Donald Trump being relatively quiet this week. So here's one you probably didn't see featured on the network news at night. The American Bar Association declared Judge Neil Gorsuch, of course, President Trump's pick to succeed Antonin Scalia, the American Bar Association declared Judge Gorsuch well qualified to serve on the Supreme Court. The Bar Association Standing Committee on the Federal Judiciary reached its decision unanimously, according to the group's chair, Nancy Scott Deegan. She informed Senator Grassley and Dianne Feinstein, top Republican and Democrat, of course, on the Senate Judiciary Committee, respectively. Well, Deegan informed them of the committee's rating in a letter on Thursday. She also wrote to the White House counsel Don McGahn and Gorsuch himself. Did you see that on the evening news? I missed it. Maybe you saw it where you watch your evening news, but I didn't see it on one of the mainstreams that I pay attention to, because I always like to see what they don't report on. So I look for the stuff that they don't report on. And there's plenty of it out there. So, what else we got here? This is a good one. This is a gem, okay? In what is probably a first, even for a sitting president who is already involved in dozens of lawsuits, President Donald Trump and his hotel here in Washington, the Trump International, the old post office pavilion, Trump and his hotel are being sued in D.C. Superior Court for unfair competition. Okay? The new legal action seeks, quote, a court order forbidding defendants from continuing to compete unfairly with the plaintiff in the restaurant business in D.C. Wants to shut them down, right? Forbid them from continuing to compete. The complaint alleges that the plaintiff has been and continues to be, quote, damaged by the unfair advantage that the hotel has exploited because of its ownership by President Trump. That advantage unfairly interferes with plaintiff's business and constitutes unfair competition. And that the hotel, quote, while defendant Donald J. Trump serves as president of the United States, unfairly competes for customers in the relevant marketplace. I don't know what you think about that. Frivolous, shall we say? Maybe. That's just my opinion. Frivolous lawsuit? Whatever. If you've been to the Trump and you've been the one to pay the check, you'll think twice about the next time you go. One way to keep the riffraff out, okay? Whew. Keeping me out from the second trip. Save up for a couple of weeks before we go back there. Lovely place, though. It is fabulous. Beautiful hotel. It's there on a election night and on inauguration night. Beautiful hotel. Still trying to catch up for that one. So here's one you might have missed also. Notice that the vice president's wife's email address was published. It was published last week by the AP as part of a story about how Vice President Pence's use of private email accounts in the course of public business is Indiana's governor. The personal addresses turned up in an information request first made by the Indianapolis Star. Well, the Associated Press went ahead and included Karen Pence's email address, quote, in an effort to be transparent. And after it had sought but was denied comment from the vice president's office. So I guess if you ask for a comment and it doesn't get back to you in a timely fashion, you just go ahead and splash the vice president's wife's email address out there. In an effort to be transparent? Oh, why don't we find out who runs the AP? Splash his email address out there. I'm sure some of our listeners would love to have his email address, especially after hearing that story. Maybe we should get it. Maybe we should have some fun. Anyway, the vice president took to Twitter, demanded an apology from the Associated Press. What they did was to express, quote, regret. Now, I make a little bit of light about it, but the concern, obviously, from the vice president is the security concern. Duh. So it's not exactly something that's taken lightly and should be taken lightly this day and age, putting out somebody's email address when the world is out to hack in emails. So we're going to be talking with Tony Schaefer a little bit later on about these WikiLeaks revelations. Some have said even worse than the revelations of Edward Snowden. We'll be talking about that with Tony Schaefer this morning. The North Korean missile launches. U.S. missile defense system has been deployed there. What does that mean? We have plenty to talk about. And, of course, continuing coverage on WMAL of the American Health Care Act and its progress.
When I get to about three-quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you four extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit.
Dinovite.com.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking your stock all around the world.
We're waiting for the market to open.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Saturday morning update, 6:26. When you wake up tomorrow at this time, it'll be 7:26 because daylight savings time officially reemerges late tonight, 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. So you will be advancing your clocks by 60 minutes before bedtime tonight. And most people will forget at least one in the house and be completely confused, which happens all the time. Here's another one you might not have heard about this week. Melania Trump, high-powered women to join her at the White House. The invitation was more about the lunch they would eat or the stated purpose of honoring International Women's Day. It marked a coming out for the First Lady 7 weeks into President Donald Trump's administration. As you know, Melania has been hunkered down up in Manhattan, Trump Tower, Barron there going to school in New York. So Melania's been up there. But she is beginning to embrace her public new role. Melania Trump recently helping plan the first big White House social event, an annual black tie dinner for the nation's governor. She has made other quiet appearances, watching as her husband signed legislation and executive orders, and did accompany him to the Capitol for the speech, of course, to the Congress. But again, lunch at the White House, Melania Trump honoring International Women's Day. Not sure if you saw or heard much about that one. Joke book written by a conservative author and filled with blank pages in a dig at the Democrats is the top-selling book on Amazon. Reasons to Vote for Democrats, a comprehensive guide, consists of 266 pages. It has a table of contents, chapters, and a bibliography, but no words on the rest of the pages of the book, other than the book and the chapter titles. It's billed in the description as a political... It's billed as a political treatise sure to stand the test of time. As of Friday morning, it was Amazon's best-selling book. It's a paperback. You can get it for about $8. Do you have that progressive in the family? Do you have that liberal in the family that just you can't speak any sense whatsoever to them? There's absolutely no logic. The Democrat in the House that is completely intolerant of anything you ever say about politics, even if it's true and it makes sense. That's the book for them. That's the one you want to get them. $8, take it to the next family dinner. Have yourself a ball.
Don't wait until spring to replace your roof. Winter is the slowest time of year for roofing companies, and that means you can take advantage of big savings. New Look Home Design is offering 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off all materials. Have your roof replaced before the damage gets more expensive. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
You probably just got that reminder in the mail in the form of a maintenance fee that, yes, you still own that timeshare. And that timeshare maintenance fee always seems to go up. Last year, the average maintenance fee was $920. If you're tired of paying for a timeshare that you're not using or can't use, visit Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out safely, legitimately, and forever, or you get every penny back. With local experts right here in Alexandria and Towson, visit TimeshareExitTeam.com.
It's 6:30 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. Good morning. I'm James Stanley. A four-year-old boy is expected to survive after his six-year-old brother accidentally shot him last night. The two boys found the handgun in the home and started playing with it when it apparently went off and shot the four-year-old boy in his upper body. Baltimore police say that the parents were home at the time and took the son to the hospital. At last check, the child is listed in stable condition. A man was rescued last night from D.C. firefighters at a row house that forced the evacuation of nearby homes. The man was pulled from a three-story home in the unit block of New York Avenue Northwest around 11 o'clock. Amazingly, the elderly man doesn't appear to be injured. Firefighters originally got a call about a basement fire, but when they got there, they found the fire had extended to the attic, but they had it knocked down in short order. A 65-year-old woman was struck by a bicycle and fatally injured Thursday night in the heart of downtown Washington. Jane Bennett Clark of Tacoma Park, Maryland, was hit in a crosswalk just before 7 o'clock as she was stepping off the southwest curb at 13th and I Streets Northwest. That's directly across from Franklin Square. Clark was a senior editor at Kiplinger's Personal Finance, according to the company's website. The bicycle was headed southbound on 13th Street when it ran into her, causing the mother of three to fall. The bicyclist did stay at the scene and is cooperating with police. No officers will be charged after all in the fatal 2015 shooting of an armed man in Washington after a police chase. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District saying that evidence showed that the officers were acting in self-defense at the time of the shooting of James Covington Jr. on November 2, 2015. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Still have a couple of problems on the Beltway. We'll start on the inner loop just before Allentown and Joint Base Andrews. All of those lanes still blocked for an accident investigation from just before 4. Beltway outer loop just before Braddock, right lane only getting by. The left lanes now have been shut down. Chesapeake Bay Bridge has wind warnings in effect for some hazardous windy weather. Watch for that. And Suitland Parkway here in the district outbound just past Stanton. All of those lanes are blocked. That's an accident investigation. WMAL Weather Channel forecast now from GarageDoorRepair.com. We're going to get up to close to 36 degrees for a high today. Sunshine, believe it or not. That's not enough to warm things up, though. Partly cloudy overnight, low 23. Sunny tomorrow, Sunday, with a high of 40. Right now, it's 28 at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Before you shop for replacement windows, ask yourself, do I want to buy my windows from a retailer, a franchise window dealer, or a contractor? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and if you buy your windows from any of those options, then you're buying from a middleman. Building products purchased from a middleman can be marked up multiple times before they reach you. Buy direct from Thompson Creek, the only company with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating that manufactures and installs safer, stronger windows made in their local factory. Each window is custom-made just for your home and our local climate. Thompson Creek Windows can improve your comfort, increase the value of your home, and save you money on your utility bills. Today, Thompson Creek has a special offer. Buy three windows, you'll get another window absolutely free. Buy direct from the company that manufactures and installs their own windows. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with six convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Cabela's is now open in Gainesville with a spectacular new store. Find everything you need for hunting, fishing, camping, shooting sports, plus much more. Come celebrate this weekend with activities and events for the whole family. Plus, meet our outdoor experts Eva Shockey on Saturday and Trent Cole on Sunday, and enter for a chance to win a $1,000 shopping spree. See store for details. Don't miss Cabela's grand opening in Gainesville, located off I-66 and Highway 29 near Virginia Gateway.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Big economic numbers for Donald Trump on Friday as the jobs numbers came out. We are joined by Jennifer Harper. She writes inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
All right. So I would think that the February jobs numbers would bear out the president's positive influence in the economic sector. How about the economic boom? And he's got something else booming, too, doesn't he?
Yes, it is definitely Trump boom time, no matter what you're hearing in the media. In the economic sector, it's almost like President Trump can do no wrong. I mean, certainly a lot of people are aware that employment numbers, a record number of people are employed right now. That's 152 million people. That's according to the Department of Labor. Construction's up, manufacturing's up, lots and lots of things are up. And there's also something called the Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index, which came out this week, which is at the highest point in a decade following the election of President Trump. I mean, this is for real. They have lots and lots of numbers, which I'm not going to put everyone to sleep with. But trust me, these things are at the highest they've been not only in a decade, but since 2001 in certain respects. Again, this is Bloomberg Consumer Comfort. And I think another thing to look at is a very unique poll that came out. And this was a poll of hedge fund managers, brokers, financial wizards of many persuasions. It was conducted by Convergys, which is actually a global brokerage itself. It found that 74% of these financial wizards are giving President Trump high marks for his positive effect on the stock market. And they found it very interesting because they made a big point of saying, well, not all of our people agree with him, but they were even surprised that they gave him such high marks, despite not particularly agreeing with all of his policies. So it's undeniable that in the economic sector that President Trump has a lot going on. But I have to bring up one other asset in the Trump array here, and that is his wife, Melania Trump. She is coming into her own. This week we got a very nice, positive poll from CNN. They say the more Americans learn about First Lady Melania Trump, the more they like her. She presents herself in a beautiful way, really does represent the office or the role of the First Lady very well. She gave a luncheon this week at the White House. And the CNN poll is finding out that 52% of Americans have a favorable opinion of Mrs. Trump. This is up 36% since the inauguration. So, again, CNN is saying the more Americans learn about Mrs. Trump, the more they like her. And I kind of agree with that. I think she's presenting herself very well. The media has certainly not been kind to her, but she is going forward with a lot of gracious dignity, I think, and a lot of style, too. So stay tuned. We've got the economy working for Trump and certainly Melania as well.
Well, the Democrats used to call the Republicans the party of no. Not only are the Democrats the party of no, but they've been the party of noise this week on the health care debate.
Yeah, there certainly is a lot of noise on the health care debate, and there really doesn't need to be at this point. They've still got a lot of maneuvering here to do, but I think it's really helpful to kind of look at health care heritage here. Let's go back to the dawn of time here when there was something called the Health Care Security Act of 1993. That was known as Hillary Care, and it kind of went bye-bye when the Republicans took over the House and Senate a year later. And then we come to Obamacare. That was the Affordable Health Care Act, 2,300 pages. Have to remember, too, that this Health Care Act required a $200 million public relations campaign to get it rolling. Remember that? They spent $200 million to try to make it look really good, and that was proven by a Freedom of Information Act from Judicial Watch way back in 2011. And so let's go on. Here we are with Trump Care, the American Health Care Act. I think the biggest thing to remember is that Obamacare was 2,300 pages. Trump Care is 46 pages. Now, think about that. There is a lot of squabbling, particularly if you're an ideological conservative. You may be wondering what's going on here or think it's a retread of Obamacare. But the point is that despite all of the noise, they have put out a product. They have put out a bill. They have put out talking points, and they've done some very solid work on this. So regardless how you feel, President Trump and House Speaker Ryan and certainly Secretary Tom Price and a lot of wonks did a lot of work here, but you need to look at the bill yourself. And again, this is 46 pages long. They've done a lot of plain English explanations, which is very important. A lot of people say, oh, God, the federal government can't speak in plain English. Well, the legislation does have a plain English talking points thing you can read. If you want to read the health care yourself, go to readthebill.gop. Again, that's readthebill.gop. You can see all the stuff that they had to say about this legislation. There's going to be a lot more squabbling. A lot of people still don't understand it. I certainly don't myself, not yet. But I do give them applause for getting it out there. 46 pages long, plain English. What's not to like?
So we get to see it first, in contrast to Ms. Pelosi's approach when they passed Obamacare, and we got to pass the bill before we can see what's in it. As we move forward, a lot of talk about making America great again, and I guess some people have been concerned about America losing its identity over the past few years. You got some poll numbers. What are they telling you?
Yeah, if we go back to throughout the campaign, there were a lot of Republicans, conservatives, independents were afraid that they didn't recognize America anymore. Remember, everyone was saying they want their country back. Well, we have some numbers about that, and these are pretty significant because this is an Associated Press survey. Again, Associated Press, I'm just going to read you the numbers, unembellished. 76% of Americans say the nation has a unique character, which makes the U.S. the greatest country in the world. Again, this is Associated Press. 71% of Americans are afraid that the nation is losing its identity. 57% say that the U.S. should have an essential American culture and values that immigrants take on when they arrive here. 57% also believe that immigrants over the past decade have mostly retained their own cultures and values. 47% say illegal immigration is very threatening to the United States. 25% say it is moderately threatening. 42% say America should be made up of many cultures and values that change as new people arrive. So you're seeing a cross-section here. If you are worried about your nation as you see it, there's a lot of people that agree with you. Again, this is an Associated Press poll. Did not get a lot of publicity, but I think it's significant.
So the Democrats clearly need to turn things around. And what are they up to in terms of a strategy?
Well, let's go back to the old days of the Scooby bus. Remember that in the campaign trail when Hillary Clinton was going around the country in a small bus? Well, it might start again, because whenever you're in doubt in the Democratic Party, you have a listening tour. And that's exactly what's going to happen with Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez and his deputy chair, Representative Keith Ellison. They are going to launch a Democratic turnaround tour, going to be starting this in Detroit, Michigan in about two weeks from today, I believe. They're going to move on to Flint, Michigan, then they're going to New Jersey, Texas, Virginia, other states that they consider to have lots of voter value. And have to remember, 2018, the midterms, that's going to dawn in about 9 months. So they're starting to think about this. This is what Mr. Ellison had to say. He said, we didn't succeed in 2016 because in too many communities we failed to show up, failed to engage, and failed to turn around. And Mr. Perez says the Democratic turnaround starts right now, and it starts with our focus on getting back to basics and building from the ground up. So a lot of people might say that they're borrowing from the Tea Party, going right back to the grassroots appeal. When you've got the boots on the ground, the faces there in the community and at the diners, looks like that's what the Democrats are going to do. Again, this is starting in 2 weeks. It's called the Democratic Turnaround Tour with Mr. Perez and Mr. Ellison.
They want to do some listening. Perhaps they should listen to themselves to hear what hypocrites and double standards they implement. Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, Washington Times. As always, thank you very much. You can follow Jennifer at harperbulletin.com on Twitter. Thank you.
My pleasure, Rick.
6:45, Saturday morning update, WMAL. Time for a quick check of the traffic and weather. Cheryl Atkinson's coming up in the next few minutes.
Beltway Interloop just before Allentown and Joint Base Andrews, a right lane only getting by. That's from a crash. Beltway Outer Loop just before Little River Turnpike, right lane getting by. That's also a crash. On the Beltway Outer Loop, this just coming in right at 270, we've got a right lane getting by. That's because of a work zone taking out the few left lanes. Chesapeake Bay Bridge, we've got wind warnings in effect. High-profile vehicle or low-profile small car, hold on to that steering wheel tightly. In Constitution Avenue, both directions here in the district, at 9th Street Northwest to 15th Street Northwest, all of the lanes are blocked for the road race this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's not particularly warm, I'll tell you that. We're only looking for a high of 36 today with partly cloudy skies. Cold again tonight, down to 22. Some sunshine tomorrow, but high only to 41. Cold Sunday night, down to 23. And Monday, look for a high of 43, 25 in Washington. Some winds whipping up out there, so it feels like 15 if you're going outside. 6:46 now on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and kind of bring you up to date the latest from the Associated Press on the health care debate. Now, you heard some clips we played earlier from President Trump. He used the weekly address today to really go front and center, focus on health care and his desire to get it through the Congress. He said he wants every American to know that action on the Obama health care law is, quote, an urgent necessity. He said the law is collapsing around us and that millions of Americans will be hurt and badly hurt if nothing is done. Now, he says in the weekly address that the plan put forward by House Republicans satisfies the goals that he laid out in his recent speech to Congress. But, as I'm sure you've seen this week, conservative Republicans demanding tougher changes in the insurance requirements and Medicaid than the House bill is proposing. The conservatives warning they will oppose the legislation if it isn't reshaped. The White House signaling an openness to negotiate because he is the deal maker, but there is resistance from House leadership, even though they had a group over the other night for bowling and pizza, the White House bowling alley. Mike Pence, as we mentioned earlier, headed off to Kentucky today. He will be doing his best to rally support for the health care legislation. And Kentucky's been one of those states that's front and center in the battle over the former Obamacare. Some other things going on. A federal judge in Seattle, the one that issued the order halting nationwide implementation of President Trump's initial travel ban, well, he says he won't immediately rule on whether his restraining order applies to the new travel ban. Why won't he rule? He says because of procedural reasons. He is U.S. District Judge James Robart. He said in an order yesterday that motions or a complaint over the revised ban need to be filed before he can make a decision. The states of Washington and Minnesota, as well as the Justice Department, have only filed notices so far. Attorney General in Washington said on Twitter, he's reviewing the order with his legal team to determine their next steps. Now, here's a genius. Authorities say a drug smuggler flew into New York's JFK airport with 10 pounds of cocaine taped to his legs. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said yesterday the officers arrested Juan Carlos Galan Luperon on March 4th after they noticed, quote, he was busting out of his pants. Luperon is a U.S. citizen. He had arrived in New York from the Dominican Republic. Should have brought Dominican cigars instead of 10 pounds of cocaine. Well, the customs officials say officers noticed Luperon's pants were snug. The officers searched him in a private room. They found packages of white powder taped to his legs. The agency says the powder tested positive for cocaine. He was arrested on federal narcotics smuggling charges. Authorities say that cocaine worth about $164,000. Now, somewhere there was a financial transaction in order for those cocaine bags to be taped to his legs. So somebody is out somewhere in the neighborhood of $164,000. So if he's lucky enough to get out of jail, he's going to have to deal with somebody who's looking for that $164,000 that they were expecting would be the revenue off of the coke. Kansas appellate court says a man convicted of assault and weapons charges deserves a new trial. Why? Because his trial judge fell asleep during the testimony. Stories in the Kansas City Star. Kansas Court of Appeals threw out the 2014 convictions. Now, according to the ruling, a juror noticed that the Sedgwick County District Judge, Ben Burgess, had fallen asleep. The juror asked a bailiff whether Johnson could get a fair trial. The bailiff passed that comment on to Burgess when he woke up, who later told jurors that they alone would decide the case and that no attorneys indicated his nodding off affected his decisions. Okay, Judge Burgess said that the plaintiff's attorney could request a mistrial. The lawyer declined. A call from the Associated Press on Friday to the judge was not immediately returned. It is 6:51, Saturday morning update on WMAL. We'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson next.
Hey, I bet those bags and the puffiness under your eyes are still not going away. So many of you are asking Chamonix for a great deal on Genucel. So Genucel is back with a great discount. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you how Genucel is a luxurious treatment with plant stem cells and anti-aging peptides that targets the puffiness and bags under your eyes. But something new is waiting for you when you order Genucel today, a $50 instant coupon for additional savings on your order. Chamonix will also give you Esotique, Chamonix's anti-aging collagen builder, and for results in 12 hours or less, you'll also get Genucel immediate effects as a second free gift. With this deal and today's $50 instant coupon, you can indulge in a two-month supply of three amazing Chamonix products for much less than department or drugstore brands that just don't work. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or go to Genucel.com right now. That's 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has hit 21,000. Does that make you excited or worried? Hi, Rick Edelman, host of the Rick Edelman Show, right here every weekend. 21K on the Dow has gotten lots of media attention, but it's pretty irrelevant to you and your financial goals. The stock market does its thing, and no matter what it does, you still have to get kids and grandkids through college, prepare for your own retirement, and care for aging parents. So you should be focusing on your goals, and that's why you should call us at Edelman Financial Services. For 30 years, we've provided straightforward, common sense financial and investment advice to people just like you. Let us help you achieve your goals. We have six offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Get ready for the concert experience of the year. The number one selling duo in music history. Daryl Hall and John Oates. And international music icons, Tears for Fears, plus a special acoustic performance by Alan Stone. June 26th, 7 p.m., Verizon Center. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Daryl Hall and John Oates and Tears for Fears.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and we are joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She is the host of Full Measure. It's every Sunday morning on ABC7. Good morning.
Good morning.
We know the positive sides of the internet, but we also see the negative sides. This week with the scandal over the Marine Corps, we also have seen the WikiLeaks revelations this week. Now, you're doing a feature tomorrow on the dark web, and that may not be a household term for everyone. Explain the term for us and tell us what happens on the dark web.
Well, it's a part of the web that some people may know about or have heard of, but most people haven't probably tooled around or been on, although anybody can go if you download the right browser to get you there. And we had some of the top FBI folks who look for crime in this part of the web show us around and tell us what it's all about. And it's basically a place of the internet where things that appear there are not searchable. They're not going to show up in Google. They're intended not to show up there. A lot of criminal activity is conducted there. For example, drug sales, ransom, you know, when your software at home is infiltrated and sometimes held for ransom by infiltrators, it's becoming more common. They do their business on the dark web. They make you pay ransom in a special currency that's used online. So it's just a really interesting, deep, dark place that most people don't know much about on the web.
Did you find that if people try and nose around there, they're getting into a very risky neighborhood?
Well, you can. And I'm not sure how easy it is to navigate if you don't know precisely where you're going. But it is also used for some legitimate business. There are people who prefer to browse for legitimate reasons anonymously and not be tracked in the ways that the commercial software uses on the regular part of the web that we all know and have come to either love or hate, I guess you could say. But this part of the dark web can be used much more anonymously, and a lot of people are more comfortable there even if they're not doing illicit business. There are other things that can be done that way as well. I learned a little bit about Bitcoin. You may have heard about that currency that's, again, very strange to me. It has a value, and it has an exchange value, but it's, again, not a normal form of currency that we know of. It's something new that was developed so it could be used on the web. And again, criminals demand payment sometimes for the criminal acts they've done in Bitcoin. It's a convenient tool for them, and it's largely untraceable. So these are just some of the things that are going on kind of under the surface of what we all see.
One of the things that Donald Trump had promised would be to cut federal funding to sanctuary cities. We've seen a lot of debate about that around the country. Last week, a judge in Miami-Dade County rebuked Miami-Dade for their adherence to President Trump's crackdown on sanctuary cities. You've sent Scott Thuman down there. What are you finding?
Well, we wanted to kind of measure what Miami is going through. It was listed as a top 10 sanctuary city by Congress. And the promise was it would be one of the first jurisdictions that would face loss of some federal funds if it maintained its status, which the federal government claims now is illegal. And Miami caved. It was kind of a surprise. We attended a meeting where it was discussed, and I think our reporter, Scott Thuman, thought at first perhaps that the town would be talked out of dropping their sanctuary city status, that they would actually keep it because of the sentiment of those who showed up at the meeting. But in the end, they stuck with it and decided they just couldn't risk losing those federal funds. And one reason it's important is this is just something a lot of cities and states are going to be grappling with that threat over their head. And Miami was the first to cave.
When the cities are at a risk of losing funds, where would those funds be allotted? What kind of impact would it have on them?
Well, you know, that's kind of up for debate, but one member of Congress who's in charge of this told me that the money that they pull has to be related somehow to illegal immigration. For example, he said it would be really hard to pull transportation funds from a city or state on the basis of them being an illegal immigrant sanctuary city or sanctuary state. But he says they could easily pull Department of Justice funding for their jails and prisons, which figure in prominently on the illegal immigration matter, because a lot of illegal immigrants end up not in prison, not just for their immigration status, but for committing other crimes while on U.S. soil. And it can really hurt these communities if the funding from the federal agency is cut that helps them with their prisons and jails.
It's tomorrow morning. It's Full Measure. It's on ABC 7. Cheryl Atkison, thank you as always.
Thanks, Rick.
And we're coming up on the 7 o'clock news. In the 7 o'clock hour, we'll be talking with John Gizzi. And we'll get the very latest on
health care and Nancy Pelosi's comments on immigration and also the General Flynn situation. That's all coming up with John Gizzi. We'll be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Fox News contributor, and we'll check in with Tony on the subject of the WikiLeaks and also North Korea. And also Mercedes Schlapp is coming up. We'll talk about the president's first 50 days in office.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.